بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One Sahabi complained to the Beast of Rasul. Ya Rasulallah, sometimes I am at home and the thought of your blessed person passes my mind. And I feel so restless that I can't remain at home until I have a glimpse of your Mubarak face. Now, death is a reality. Death will separate the beloved from the beloved, no matter how much a person may be attached, may be loved, may be dear to you, but death is a reality and death will separate me from you. When death will separate me from you, then obviously you will be in the very high positions in Jannat. Malawul A'la, amongst the Malaika, Anbiya alayhim salam, that's your position. And I don't know, first of all, if I'm going to get into Jannat. And even if I get into Jannat, would I get to meet you? So this made the Sahabi very much perturbed, very much worried. And at the end, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam consoled him, comforted him, by saying, Al-mar'u ma'aman ahabba. A man will be grouped with those who he likes. Sahaba Ikram say that the amount of comfort this one line of wisdom brought to us was more than anything. We felt so comfortable. Because in our deeds and in our actions, we know we cannot compare with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We practice the sunnah and we fulfill the obligations. But we cannot reach up to the level of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we cannot doubt also that our love for Nabi Sallam is extreme. So, in the love that we have, that we don't doubt, inshallah, the love that we have with loyalty and respect, this must just continue progressing. And as it progresses, inshallah, you will be grouped up with the people that you love. The story of the people of the cave is quite popular. All of us know about it. Surah Kahf, we recite on a Friday, on a Jummah. Now, these people stood out. See, when we talk about loyalty and faith, everybody wants to claim that I am faithful, I am loyal. But being loyal is something else, and claiming loyalty is something else altogether. Look at this group of youngsters, right? They are amongst polytheists and mushriks, and it's just a small handful, perhaps about 7 in number, and it's an entire nation, maybe a million, couple of good millions, but these are just 7 people. Children of lords and nobles, children of wealthy philanthropists. And it is a celebration, yearly celebration. In that celebration, everybody is congregated, right? At some common place, everybody is congregated. And they are offering their sacrifices to their idols and to their boots, statues, whatever. In all this, these people, they just separated, moved away. As they moved away, separated themselves from the crowd. Now, nobody is sharing his idea, his thought, why he's separated. Came out for various reasons. Perhaps the reason that they separated, perhaps the thing that separated them was they disagree with these people. But they couldn't say the reason exactly why they separated, because of the fear of the state. Like how in any country you fear speaking out against the state, right? Just speaking out against them or doing anything to show that you're not patriotic, right? What happens? They blacklist you straight away. If you go to the American embassy, ask for a visa with a t-shirt, Taliban in the front and Bin Laden in the back, you're trying to know, it's just a word, this. And there is freedom of speech, you know. I got my democratic right. Will they ever give you a visa? Only for writing Bin Laden here and Taliban behind you. Just that. Just one word, one line. Even if you say it's my family name, Bin Laden is my family name. Yeah? Taliban is the team that I support. Will they listen to this story? They're not going to listen to this story. So, loyalty requires something. Just that name could count you as someone that is anti-patriotic. They'll turn you down. They'll reject you completely just because of one line. Nothing more. Just one line and gave you up. For the rest of your life, perhaps you'll not be able to go to America. You can't say you're only blessed to go to America. You're not blessed to go to Mecca or Medina, whatever. Not America. You won't get that opportunity. And you can't say you'll get that, you won't be honored also. Because it's not an honor to go there. People think to have a green card, an American passport, is an honor. And really, I feel it myself, the depth of my heart, I feel that it's a sin. If someone is living in a Muslim country, for example, and he feels living out in America, it's an honor, really I feel it's a sin. Because you're in Darul Islam, and that's Darul Hadith, Darul Kufr. So you're crossing over to Darul Kufr and consider that Darul Kufr, staying there, is an honor. Really, that's being anti-patriotic to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala kept you in Darul Islam, and then you want to move out here, live in the midst of Kufr. And then you consider that to be your honor. Really, it's not right. That's honor. Yes, if you're going for some genuine reason, primarily dini reasons, right? You make tabligh or whatever. That's a different thing. So by all means you must go. It's great. You're going purely for that. No other reason. It's a different thing altogether. Your whole outlook is different. So this group of youth we're talking about, and they separate themselves, and they can't speak. Like I say, sometimes it's a thing that is against the state, and you can't even speak about it. Like if you go into an airport terminal, right, and you just talk about Afghanistan, right? Or talk about ISIS right at the immigration office, what will happen? Anywhere in the world, you just talk about ISIS just at the immigration counter, what will happen? This all, you know, ISIS did wonderful. You just said that they did wonderful. What happened? So they will definitely blacklist you. Right? Just one word, one line. One line will count against you. Just one line. So they were in the state of fear that if you're going to speak out, then you're going to be blacklisted. What's going to happen to us? Nonetheless, they separated. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah Pak says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِثْقَامُ That Allah Pak strengthened the hearts. Allah Pak gives a special strength. At the time that you need that special strength, Allah gives it to you. Normally, a hen, right, it's as weak as ever. Right? But the day its eggs has hatched, where the strength came from, that it will even charge a dog. I hear stories where they will go for the dog also. The dog also will take a U-turn. But where the strength came from, that's from Allah Ta'ala. The special strength comes from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In proportion to your loyalty, in proportion to your love, your respect, then Allah gives you strength when you speak out. There was that Alam Deen in India, and one person spoke out against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? And he said, no, this person here, I must plant him, whatever it is. He spoke out against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's got no right to do that. So I must get him, I must get a chance, and I must... So the Indian books of history have still got it in record, this person, Alamdin, and he looked for a way. Took him a couple of good days to see his movements and all that. And when he tracked him down, he slayed him, slew him, class, end of the story. I apprehended straight away. And the state is worried. It's the time of the British, and they are worried. Because we have to rule over all these people, Muslims and Hindus. If we are looking favorably to the Muslims, what the Hindu will say. If we are looking favorably at the Hindu, what will the Muslim say? So we have to balance the both. So being the ruling power now, they have to be very, very, very careful about what they do. In Muharram, you have this Tazia, right? And the Shias, then it's part of their creed, their religion. It's their own religion now. Their religion requires that they should speak out against the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Right? And for that, they count it as an act of merit and count an act of reward, speaking out. So this is a very strange religion. Really, when I think about it, it's very ajeeb, very, very strange. There's two or three things in this thing. I think no religion, whether it's man-made or divine, no religion has got it but Shiaism. Now, to revile and to run down is an act of reward. Where do you ever hear running down anybody is an act of reward? So somehow you must look for a way to run down the Sahaba, revile them, disgrace them, dishonor them. The more you do it, and the more you are rewarded. So one thing that I can't understand, how they introduced it in the religion. The second is that they have got zina as part of their faith. You do it and you're getting the martaba of the Hassan, Hussein, radiallahu anhu. Such a maqam you're getting. Now, no religion on the face of this earth has got something like this, that you make zina and you get such a reward. Just that they renamed it, they rephrased it as muta. But if you look at this muta and zina, there's no difference. Both identical, both the same. But this is the only religion that's got it. So reviling and zina, they've got it as an act of virtue. So they began to revile the Sahaba Ikram. Or a Musliman, Jalad Dilwala, was burning with the love of Nabi Sallam and the Sahaba Ikram. He went and put the Shia away. So there was a court case now, time of the English, the court case, and the Shia came out in his defense. He says, see, he's talking to the court, your worship, we have been guaranteed religious freedom, and our religion says us, commands us to revile the Sahaba Kiram. So you honor us with the freedom that you have given us. So he said what he had to say. So the Muslim put up his defense. The Muslim in his defense said, and our religion says that if any person reviles the Sahaba Ikram, they must put him away. So give him his freedom, give us our freedom. They are forced to throw the case out. They are forced to throw the case out. Because they didn't make a provision for this. So for the love of Nabi Sassam, what people didn't do? What people didn't do? A woman comes and she reads the salam before Nabi Sassam at the Rose Mubarak. And the flame of love just engulfed her. And there she gave her soul. Passed away just at that spot. Just at the Rose Mubarak. So this love, this is what we need to inculcate. Alamuddin did it when he was apprehended, right? And put in his cell. So they told him, you know, just to calm the whole situation, they say, just say this much that I didn't do it. Or say this much, if you can't say that, that meant I was mentally unstable. You know, I had some mental disorder, therefore I did this. So we can at least throw the case out. Now, they worried now what's going to happen, because the Muslim and Hindu and the English has to rule over both. And they don't want problems. So just say this much. And he said, no, I did this, and I did this deliberately. I'm in my normal frame of mind, I've done this. And then this whole case was being dragged. So, as it's being stretched and dragged, so one day he told his warden, Pai, please now, hurry this thing up. The warden said, why are you looking so forward to this? He says, Nabi Sam and the Sahaba Ikram are waiting for me. And when they're waiting for me now, you know, it's a little bit difficult now. They are waiting for me, and this whole case is being dragged. So please, just expedite this thing here. Let me go now. Let me go. See. So you show that love and that loyalty. Love is not just word. It's a whole life. It's your whole life. How are you going to do? What are you going to do? What's your behavior like? Your whole life, that's called love. Now we do one, two things and we still have got love. Some times back, maybe over 30 years back, I was coming past this road here, second Avenue, and there was one Hafizab or so, not even Hafizab, but he should recite the Quran a little bit more better. So I saw that he wouldn't come for Fajr Namaz and Zohar Namaz, all that. So I asked him, Hafizab, why don't you come in? So he said, you know, my ishq for Nabisim is such, when I hear those naats in praise of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then my heart and my soul is by the Rose Mubarak. Now, this person is beguiled, was deceived. He felt that the naat is a substitute for love. You got married, for example, right? And your wife will ask you, roti, kapra, or makan. It's three things, roti, kapra, or makan. Food, clothing, and shelter. That's the three things that she will ask you for. And you must give her an undivided attention. Then don't flirt around with other women, just stick around with me. These are three, four things that the girl will ask you. Now, you don't provide for her expenses, etc. And you just sing songs of love to her. You say, you think to yourself that this is a substitute for love. You say, hey, I love you and I love you. Right? So, will that be on, I say? For any normal person, will that be on? Will that be acceptable? But strangely for Nabi Sallam, that is acceptable. That becomes acceptable. You're not doing anything, but that becomes acceptable. Like for this woman here that you said, I love you to pieces, then you have to give her good pieces as well. Right? Good pieces. Then everything's in peace. Right? So we're talking about this, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah Pak says, we strengthen their hearts. She writes, Alamdi now. Normally you won't have that strength. But at the opportune time, Allah will give you that strength. Just strength to speak like that. No matter what happens after, you're not worried. But to speak out. See that Sayyid ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu, and how he speaks. In front of Hajjaj bin Yusuf. He knows this imminent death. But to speak out against Hajjaj bin Yusuf, the zalim of the time, Allah Ta'ala gave him the strength. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. So the time Allah Ta'ala gives you the strength. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala is made to lay in his grave, right? And that interrogation starts off. So they ask him, مَرْ رَبُّكُ. So he says, رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا. Say, my Rabb is Allah Ta'ala. And who's your Rabb? He's turning it on the question. So, can you imagine now the strength? See the strength Allah gives at that time. That interrogation officers, and he can interrogate them. So this can't come like that. You can't say that I'll say this. Bhai, wada tumhari julab nikal jayegi. Try to do all these things here. Hazrat Rabia Basariya rahmatullah alayha, she is made to rest in her grave, right? So the same munkar nakir, the process starts off. So they ask her, Mar Rabbuk. So she looks at them surprised, and she asks them, you know, I want to ask you one question. Where have you people come from? Come from the heaven, all right? What's the distance from the heaven to the earth? Approximately 500 years. So you travel 500 years, have you forgotten Allah Ta'ala? So, no. Then Rabia Basriya has just been lowered 2 meters down. How can she forget? When you travel 500 years and you didn't forget, and this Rabia has just been lowered 2 meters down the grave, and how do you expect her to? So Allah Ta'ala gives you that strength. At that moment, Allah Ta'ala gives you that strength. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ See, when you have that true love, the true muhabbat, and then you're not worried about anything. Whatever happens after that happens. But I must do this thing here. So this strength comes from Allah Ta'ala. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِسْقَامُوا فَقَالُوا So one person just broke the whole silence and said, alright, why are we assembled here? Then he says, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ This is not our God. This idols and statues and whatever they are worshipping, that's not the God. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Right. So then, now they are wondering what should we be doing now? رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَنْ نَدْعُوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ And we're not going to take to any type of shirk. We are on Tawheed, on the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. We're not going to go to any type of shirk. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا Alright, and then they say, alright, you know, there's a whole state before us. So we do stand on our faith. We're not going to shirk. We remain firm. But these people are going to harass us. إِنْ يَسَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ يَرْجُمُوكُمْ أَوْ يُعِيدُكُمْ These people are going to apprehend you. What they'll do? يَرْجُمُوكُمْ أَوْ يُعِيدُكُمْ They'll stone you to death. Or they'll force you back to your religion. They'll torture you, everything. They'll go back. So now, we have to look for a way out. So they are standing their grounds. They are not moving away, standing their grounds. Stick to their grounds. They're speaking the truth. But they are looking for a sanctuary. See? So, when you are covered with fitna from all sides, from above, from below, إِزَّاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ إِزْجَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِكُمْ What's the idea of that? مِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِزَّاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ The heart is in the throat. Fear is coming from all sides. Fitna is from this side, fitna from that side, everywhere. Wherever you're going in this fitna, trouble, fitna and trouble, all everything against your deen. Nothing to support and encourage your deen. You go to an airport, nothing to support your deen. Is there anything to support your deen? Going to a shopping mall, nothing to support your deen. Or to or, you're going to a family function, with your family function, how many things to support your deen? Many times, you're going to a family function, and there are women around, and you are required to talk to them a little bit freely. Right? Is it a fact or not? Right? And if you are conservative, then they say, no, you're too holy. So to do the right thing, you become holy. And the wrong thing, if you do the wrong thing, then it's not counted as unholy. I'm alright. fine, I'm cool. If he's mixing and interacting, he's cool. But he says, no, I don't want to mix. Then that person becomes too holy. But he's mixing and talking, then he's cool. You can get along, he's cool, man, it's fine. So to do the wrong thing, then you are cool. And to do the right thing, then you're becoming orthodox, you're becoming too holy. It's like a new religion, new cult. So in your own family function, you have a problem. You have a situation where the family function, you must shake hands. And it goes to such an extent, sometimes they insist, the woman will insist, young girls, you must embrace them as well, hug them. So, you are looking for protection, for sanctuary, for your religion. You can't find it in the kuffar, and you can't find it amongst your own. You can't find it amongst the kuffar. Obviously, they are against your deen. But your own people also are not giving you that type of protection, sanctuary, that at least by have that respect, give me that freedom of my own deen. So, now, when you in that situation is ja'ukum min fawqikum min asfala minkum, from all sides you're getting wrapped. This side you're getting a tamacha, that side you're getting a tamacha, you're getting shot from here, you're getting shot from there. Then look for your sanctuary. إِذِي أَتَّزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Then you go and separate yourself. This is what these people thought of, that we can't find a sanctuary, we are caught from all sides. One way is now to say, you know, hey, we can't act too holy. We have to live now, so let's mix up. Now, that's being irrational. These people were in a similar position. The whole state is against them. It's just about 7-8 of them, and they are fighting against the same state. So this is, you know, we won't make it here. So what we need to do is look for our dini sanctuary. Where can we be safe? Now they had to put up with the whole state. You have to put up just with a small family. Can't you do that? See this Surah Kahf, this is what it's teaching you. Surah Kahf, you think, you know, what we think Surah Kahf is like for daf'an lil fitna. Fitna you get safe from. Dajjal you get safe from. But what is the lesson here? This is the lesson. There's few youth, youngsters, they had to put up against a whole nation. And they stood their grounds. So, with them we won't win. So we have to separate ourselves. Move away. إِذِ أَتَّزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Move away from them. Go and take refuge at some cave, whatever. Move away from them. See, this is called loyalty. When you say you're loyal, you're faithful, then everything that is in the spirit of loyalty, you will do it. Then I don't ever teach you. I'll say, Mullah, what must I do now? I'm in this job here, I'm in that job. But Mullah will give you an answer by already so weak in your faith. Make tawbah, look for a halal alternative. That's what the answer they'll give. But they know that you don't have that level of loyalty yet. You're still weak. So that's why they give you that answer, because you're weak. But if you are strong, then you wouldn't have asked, say, you know, hey, to hell with all this thing here. First comes my Allah Ta'ala. First comes my Rasulullah Paksam. Is Allah Ta'ala happy? My Nabi'sam happy? If they're not happy, then what's the good in this? What's the good? It's make kya maza aega? Is it tazal tumuhum wa ma ya'buduna min dunillah? Fa'abu ila al-kahf. And Allah Ta'ala will take care of you. After that, you don't worry about it. Allah Ta'ala will take care. Now, in the process, these people are moving towards the cave, and there's a dog that is following them. So they try to move it away, shoo the dog away. But the dog is just pursuing them, just following them. They try to push it second time, third time, but that thing is not listening, it is coming. Allah gave the dog a tongue. So the dog says, see, don't chase me away. I am the friends of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. I am the friend of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. I love the friends of Allah Ta'ala, so don't chase me away. I will protect you, I will be with you, I will take care of you people. Now, the thing to note is this. The dog, when you talk about it, you say napak, right? What do you say napak? letting saliva gets you in upper, wash yourself, wash your clothing. It puts its mouth into a utensil. Then wash that thing out 7 times. Thaminuhunna bit turab. Once, go and rub it with sand. Clean the thing out. Clean the thing out. So it's a dirty animal, right? But when this animal, with all its dirt, all its filth, it showed love to the friends of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gave it a place in the Quran, not to be rubbed out right till the end of time. See love. When that thing, that dog is dirty, as filthy, so we can say, all right, we are equally dirty, or maybe worse than a dog, right? All the filth and the dirt that we got within our hearts, right? But at least can't we hold to this loyalty of love, muhabbat? That this thing here, in spite of whatever, but it showed that loyalty, it showed that love and affinity with the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave it a place in the pages of the Quran Sharif, not to be left out till the end of time. Your Quran Sharif khatam is not complete until you don't speak about this dog. Al-mar'u ma'aman ahabba. You'll be grouped in that people that you love, you like. So at least, is sodaku, is sarmayaku, is this capital, is sarmayaku, haath se jaane na do. Don't let it go. Whatever, think of it. You're going to sleep, think about muhabbat. Muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're getting up with his muhabbat. What must I do for my deen? For my Nabi sallam, what must I do? How must I behave? How must I correct myself? How must I conduct myself? Then the thoughts will pass your mind. Alright, you know, do this and don't do this. Do this and don't do this. So this muhabbat is such a thing. It brings about revolutions. But just to think about it carefully, sincerely, purely, pure love, and see the revolution it will bring into your life. One easy way is, one is to think about it, think about Nabi Sam and his favors. And number two is, then you beg for his love. Today we say we got ishq. Ishq nahi hai, ya fisk hai. But ishq for someone, some girl, whatever, it's not an ishq. Someone said it differently. He said this ishq is only because your stomach is filled, right? So this, all this musti is coming out because you got food. So you got an ishq with this girl here and that one there, whatever. I got ishq. Why? Because your stomach is filled. But go to starvation, all that ishq will be lost also. Then someone push you to starvation, push you to Afghanistan, no food. 3 days, 4 days. What will happen to that ishq? It will burn out. Ishq was supposed to burn you out, that ishq will get burnt out. So it's just a result of your stomach being filled. Just go through starvation and see what happens to you. Everything is wiped out. Right. So, the second thing what we need to do is ask for love, for the love of Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As you're going to sleep now, you know, in your cubicle, that's why I say in the cubicle, it's a time for you to reflect. Not a time for you now to look at what's the WhatsApp, what messages I received, what messages am I sent. Think now, you know. I must communicate. These people did it. The sons of lords and nobles, they did it. They stood for that love. Allah spoke about them. We're not at that level, but at least we can show love. Maybe because of our broken effort, Allah will also join us in the group of lovers. What a great thing. You know that love, you want just progress in it. It's got an enjoyment of its own. Majnun's father took him to the Kaaba Sharif. This Layla story now, I had enough of it. You know, I will just get over this Layla story now. I had enough of that thing. So he brought him right to the Multazam. He said, now hold on to the Multazam and say, Ya Rabbi, tubtu min kulli ma'asi. So he held on to the Multazam and say, Ya Rabbi, tubtu min kulli maasi. Walakin hubbu layla la tubu. That muhabbat of layla, that I don't ask for forgiveness. That I need an increase, O Allah, all the time. You see that? But he gave his life for layla and he died like that. He died in love, he died. Even now, you can't emulate him because he was Majnoon, right? Majnoon is Mazur. But from the Mazur, we're taking a story. Mazur, you know, a person is Mazur, he's excused. Because he's Majnoon. Majnoon is mentally challenged, right? So, mentally challenged person, then he's excused. You can't say why he did this. He's mentally challenged. Right? So, he says to Allah Ta'ala, وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ لَيْلَى لَا تُوبُ. This love of Layla, that I don't ask for tawbah. I want an increase in that. So for a stupid thing, he could make this type of a dua. For Allah Ta'ala, who is love, in personification, it's love. Allah Ta'ala is love. Where all that love came into your heart? Where it came from? The feeling, the ability to perceive love. Who created it? The ability to perceive and enjoy. Who gave it? Allah gave it. He gave you love and he gave you that ability to perceive. So, as though he is love himself. So, then you should be asking, continuously asking. But with afiyat. What? Love with afiyat. Allah pak tawfiq nasib kare.
Mulana Yusuf Mullah is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أسرفنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها علانيتها وسرها يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين يا إله العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين سلما لأوليائك وحربا لأعدائك نحب بحبك من أحبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفك من خلقك اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك وإذا أقررت أعين أهل الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من عبادتك Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins. Ya Allah, we are covered with sins from head to toe, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have lost count of this amount of sins that we have committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you alone know the amount of sins that we have committed. But Ya Allah, you are the one who is merciful, Ya Allah. You are Rahim, Ya Allah. You are Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ghaffar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you readily forgive the sins of your servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we are begging you, Ya Allah, forgive each and every sin that we have committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess, Ya Allah, that we have broken your commands, Ya Allah, on many occasions, Ya Allah. On countless occasions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our family members, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our friends and folks, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all those that have requested us for du'as, Ya Allah. And forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't let this month pass, Ya Allah, whereby we then earn the curse of Jibreel and the Ameen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we are distant be that person who witnesses the month of Ramadan and forgiveness is not granted to him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us earn this curse of Jibreel alayhi salam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with your special forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with your special rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, cleanse us from all those sins that we have committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those dark black spots that have settled on our hearts, Ya Allah, and that have tainted our souls, Ya Allah. Cleanse and purify us, Ya Allah, from all those black spots, Ya Allah. Allahumma ba'id baynana wa bayna khatayana, kama ba'adt bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib. Allahumma ghsil khatayana bil-ma'i wal-thalji wal-barad, wa naqqina min al-khataya, kama naqqita thawb al-abyad min al-danas. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our souls and our lives, Ya Allah, and make us clean like how white cloths are cleansed, Ya Allah, from dirt, Ya Allah, where they become spotless and cleansed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our hearts become cleansed, Ya Allah, from all sins, Ya Allah, from all evil traits, Ya Allah, from all evil qualities, Ya Allah, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken of, Ya Allah, and which we are being taught of, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify us from pride, from ostentation, Ya Allah, from that overwhelming love of this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, Ya Allah, and fill and replace all those evil qualities with those good qualities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove all those razail, Ya Allah, and replace them with all the good and sifati hamida, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your true love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us your true servants and the true ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us such, Ya Allah, that when we would appear before you on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, then we would not be facing any type of embarrassment on that day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we would meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, don't let it be such, Ya Allah, that the angels chase us away, Ya Allah, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when our a'mal are presented, Ya Allah, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let it not be such that when our actions are presented to him, Ya Allah, that it brings pain, Ya Allah, to his mubarak heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from such actions that would earn your anger and your wrath, Ya Allah, and such actions that would cause pain to the mubarak heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it be such that when our a'mal are presented to him, Ya Allah, then he becomes happy and pleased with us, Ya Allah, that his focus and tawajjuh is towards us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us live for the sunnah, Ya Allah, and let us die for the sunnah, Ya Allah. Let the sunnah become part and parcel of every facet of our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of practicing on the complete sunnah and completely and perfectly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us instill the great values of haya and modesty and shame in our lives, Ya Allah. In our lives, in the lives of our family members, in the lives of our children, Ya Allah, in the lives of our family people, Ya Allah, and in the lives of the entire community wherein we live, Ya Allah, and in the lives of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with complete hidayat and complete guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have moved very far away from the straight path, Ya Allah, from the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with complete hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless each one of us with complete afiyat, Ya Allah. With ease and comfort in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, bless them with complete shifa, kamil, ajil, daim, mustamir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete cure and speedy recovery, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are in difficulty throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslims are in suffering, Ya Allah. They are in difficulty and in hardship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are after all the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, turn your nazar of rahmat towards them, Ya Allah. And alleviate all the difficulties and problems that they are facing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from the onslaught of the oppressors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the evil rulers that they have over them, Ya Allah. Remove those rulers and replace them with just rulers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant hidayat to the Muslim leaders throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let them realize the responsibility that they have in their hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let them come back onto the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, Ya Allah, so that they would be able to lead their countries according to the dictates of Shariat and to the dictates of Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they would be able to instill the laws of Deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless them with complete hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah with complete hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect every masjid throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever type of dini khidmat is taking place, Ya Allah, and it is according to your pleasure, Ya Allah, and it is being done with ikhlas, Ya Allah. Accept each and every type of dini khidmat, Ya Allah. Grant it complete progress, Ya Allah. Allow it to prosper, Ya Allah, and let it spread throughout the four corners of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept each one of us over here for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. Utilize our resources and our energies and our strength, Ya Allah, for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us waste our energies and our resources, Ya Allah, in things that are futile, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, is about to end, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have not fulfilled the haqq of this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for our naqadri, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make this a means of rejecting whatever little broken effort we have made, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever broken effort we have made during this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, accept it from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever tilawat we have recited, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Whatever namaz and tarawih we have performed, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, though it is not worthy of acceptance, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but you shower your mercy on us and accept every action that we have carried out, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with ikhlas, Ya Allah. Bless us with sincerity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, before we leave this world, Ya Allah, allow us to live in a state that we all our sins have been forgiven, Ya Allah. And at the time of death, Ya Allah, it is a time of joy and happiness for us, Ya Allah, that we are coming to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make it a moment of regret, Ya Allah. Don't make it a moment of remorse and sorrow, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, make the day that we are going to meet you the best of days, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us live in a state, Ya Allah, that you are pleased to meet us and we are pleased to meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we are placed down in that qabr, Ya Allah, and the time for that interrogation and the questions in the qabr comes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Make our qabrs a garden from the gardens of Jannat, Ya Allah. And don't make it a pit from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when the rest of the entire race of humanity would be under difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah, grant us a place under the shade of your arsh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we do not deserve it, Ya Allah. But shower your special mercy on us on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to be grouped with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and with the great awliya and the sahaba radiyallahu anhum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Ya Allah, we cannot withstand the fire of this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how will we withstand the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, distance us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you for entry into Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked us to increase the dua for entry into Jannat during this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Ya Allah, we beg and implore you, Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us of that great favor of Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when our book of deeds would be granted to us, Ya Allah, allow it to come to us in our right hand, Ya Allah. Allow us to cross the full sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make every phase of the akhirat easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed on, Ya Allah, make it easy for them as well in the akhirat, Ya Allah. Every phase in the qabr as well as in the akhirat, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, whatever du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made throughout his life, and whatever he had asked for, Ya Allah, grant us the good of that, Ya Allah. And whatever evil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has sought protection from throughout his life, Ya Allah, grant us protection from all those evils as well, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.